Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for revealing the mysteries of the kingdom to mere children.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Gospodin s vama.
The Lord be with you.
Čitanje svetog
evanđelja. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus got in the boat, crossed the water, and came to his own town. Then some people appeared, bringing him a paralytic stretched out on a bed. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralytic, "Courage, my child, your sins are forgiven." And this, some scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." Knowing what was in their minds, Jesus said, "Why do you have such wicked thoughts in your hearts? Now which of these is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But to prove you that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "Get up and pick up your bed and go off home." And the man got up and went home. A feeling of awe came over the crowd when they saw this. They praised God for giving such power to men. Gospel of the Lord.
Braćo i sestre.
Brothers and sisters, today's gospel that we heard is a continuation of yesterday's gospel. We see Jesus, how he crosses the boat to the other side of the lake, he changes the shore. But the acceptance of Jesus on behalf of others remains unchanged. Yesterday in the gospel, because of the exorcism over those two who were demonized, Jesus was asked to leave their town. Today, because of the sins that were forgiven to the paralytic, Jesus was accused that he is blaspheming. And people? We see how people are responding. They give glory to God, who gives such authority to men. Most likely, they were doing that more because of the visible miracle over the paralyzed person who started walking than because of the sins that were forgiven. Because after paralysis, to be able to walk, that becomes visible. It becomes significant. People notice that in the easier way. Absolution of sins and what happens in the soul, no one sees that. That is why it can seem to us that it is not so important and not so big. The crowd that praises God, that same crowd will be praising to Jesus as to the Messiah during the soon coming into Jerusalem before his passion. And also they will be prepared to condemn him to death. Helping condemnation of the religious leaders against Jesus. He is blaspheming. He is blaspheming God. That was the condemnation. What is interesting to notice is how disciples of Jesus cannot decide when it comes to his identity. And the evil spirits, with safety, with all of the safety and all the clarity, they recognize Jesus. "What do you have to do with us, Son of God?" The paralytic, the evil spirit, says against men, "You came here before the time to torture us." The evil spirits are safe. They know who Jesus is. They know that he is Son of God. But they remain closed before that reality. There is another group of people. Other group of people who are closed because the person of Jesus, and those are Pharisees and those are the scribes, as the gospel says. Those are those for whom Jesus will say, "They sat on the Moses throne, They took the keys of the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven in their hands. They're not entering inside into that kingdom, but they're not allowing those who would like to enter it to enter. All of that can happen. All of that was happening and will be happening until the end of the world. Brothers and sisters, the gospel teaches us to care for now. And we know wherever Jesus would appear, everything is in the move. He was joining people. There were always so many with Jesus. Especially he was attracting those who were wounded in life, those who were hit by some kind of suffering. We see how they're bringing to him paralyzed men. The others are carrying him. He cannot walk. Mark, Evangelist, and Luke are giving more details about this same event that we were listening. Many people came, and they were not able to bring that person, but they opened the roof, and they placed this one before Jesus. Jesus, after he saw their faith, the faith of those who carried, does not speak about the faith and the atmosphere of this. It was enough to have the faith of the other, so Jesus could heal this person. That tells us about the strength of the prayer, strength of intercession. Jesus looks in a deeper way, deeper from the visible one. Paralysis of body, Jesus does not stop at the body, but he goes to the root of every evil. Be brave, my son. Your sins are forgiven. Take your bed and go home. Brothers and sisters, today it is not popular to speak about sin. More, it is spoken about the limitations of Holy Father Pius XII and Saint John Paul II. They noticed that our time and the faithful in that time are losing feeling for the reality of sins. And that in the same way, the meaning for God has lost, even though the feeling for God has lost, the consequences that are visible in various paralyses, in various lacks of the spirit, in the loss of freedom that is no longer capable to choose what is valuable, what is eternal, what is justice, and what is honest. That is why men are always slaves of various sins, of drugs, of money, of sex, of alcohol, corruption, immorality. Holy Father Benedict XVI was saying, sin is like drugs. The sin attracts, sin promises a lot. He gives little to men, but that everything else is chosen. Freedom is chosen. And we can ask ourselves, brothers and sisters, what does it mean to be cured from paralysis of body in comparison to the words that are given to us in the sacrament of Holy Confession? I'm resolving you of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We get easily attached to what is visible, to the exciting events, and we expect those events to strengthen our faith. These miraculous visible events come only to our senses. There are deeper levels in us. There are those areas where the senses cannot reach, and the faith has its own boundary there. Exactly at that level of the faith, the miracles take place. The miracles that are not so visible, but are far more important. In confessionals, what takes place are genuine miracles, genuine healings of heart. Human heart. who can enter into human heart. Man has that great ability, and that is to be Hippocrate. With that we can even come before God. With that we can even put on devotional masks, devoted masks, that prayer can be a mask that we have to hide from God, to pretend before ourselves and before others, but we cannot hide from Him. He sees our thoughts, He sees our hearts. As the psalmist says, imbue me, O Lord, you know my heart. Test me, tempt me, get to know my thoughts. Look if I'm not going on the way that is not good. Lead me in the way of eternity, on the way that leads to life. Brothers and sisters, many miracles happened in confessionals here in Medjugorje in all of these years of grace. Grace is here. Many who through the sin were in the invisible prison, enslaved by invisible chains that can be far more difficult, chains of slavery, chains of addiction, chains of sins. They experienced the way out of freedom through the grace of sacrament, through the grace of confession. We know that Jesus tied the sacrament of confession with the gift of the Holy Spirit. That reminds us of the beginnings of creation of the world. Through His Spirit, God is creating the world. The Spirit of the God was over the waters. The land was dry and empty. Through the gift of the Holy Spirit, God is creating in us the new world. It is like a new creation. The world of the freedom, the world of the joy, the new possibility. What happens with us is a new, something new, divine new. I'm making everything anew. As St. Thomas said, what is greater is God's forgiveness of sins than the creation of the world. Brothers and sisters, a display of God's apparitions, visible miracles of healings took place, and many visible signs. The visible signs that have purpose to strengthen us in faith. Uncomparable greater number is of those miracles that are not visible, of the miracles that are not giving attention of media, of newspapers, of television. We also know that many were the witnesses of Jesus' miracles, of Jesus' healings. But it is not that everyone believed. The miracle does not create faith. The miracle does not force the faith. The miracle just invites and directs. In order for the miracle to take place, what is necessary is faith. The healing of this paralyzed man was enough to have the faith of those who brought him to Jesus. The miracle happens as the consequence of the faith, and the genuine faith is not based on the miracle, but on the person of Jesus, His deeds and His promises. That is what we celebrate in the Eucharist. Miracle over miracles, the gift of faith, the gift of life, the gift of living God. If our faith is based on the visible miracle, it will last only as long as the miracle lasts. The faith needs to be grounded on Jesus' words and Jesus' promise. Our Lady says to us today, strong, firm faith will give you joy on earth. And finally, the encounter with my Son, Jesus. Brothers and sisters, St. Augustine said that Jesus' miracle, when He fed a few thousand people, was not greater than the one that takes place every day in the seed that is planted. It is only that Jesus' miracles is a little bit unusual, that He fed people with. But Jesus sometimes is doing unusual things, so he would wake up those who are sleeping. We know that even that person was brought to life, and people were amazed when Jesus brought him to life. A paralyzed person was able to walk. Many were amazed and they started celebrating God. So many are born every single day and no one gives attention to that. If we think about this in a better way, we need to acknowledge that the greater miracle is for someone who did not exist becomes, or that someone who already exists is raised. It is the miracle of the gift of life. It is a miracle of God's grace. That is why many who have experienced liberation from kind of a sin or a vice, they experience that just like resurrection. Because it is sin that leads us into death, into slavery. Let us take, brothers and sisters, seriously into our hearts the words of our Heavenly Mother that are reflecting here for 34 years. Dear children, I want each one of you to be happy. With sin, no one is able to be that. Wake up, dear faith, from the dream of unfaithfulness and sin, for this is the time of the grace that God gives you. Now, with a complete trust, let us give our prayers to the Heavenly Father.